The Save Our Sons movement was the thing that I'm most proud of in my life. I was the one who got the women together, proposed the name of it, and the aims, you know, in general terms. Mm. Or I'm not saying I didn't consult other people, I did, but I didn't want to be too much in the front because it was the women who came from emotional reasons and didn't have any political taint, as it were, because it was necessary to appeal to women just on the basis of their being women, to have a discussion with them, you know. And I suppose it was opportunistic in some way, in that I felt that they had a vested interest if they were mothers of sons affected. But also because I feel that every person you meet has something to contribute. You know, they can change. And there were so many lovely things developed. For instance, there was a woman in Victoria, again, I can't remember names, but she wrote songs. One of them was Bring Him Up to Be a Brute. And it was a satirical song about, you know, what's expected of mothers, that they bring their sons up to be trained for violence, you know. And there were so many beautiful moments with women who were so brave against their background of being maternal and caring within the home, to be brave enough to come out and do the most daring thing they'd ever done in their lives. And the, I'm going to cry now, but the bonds that grew between, I love people. I love people and working with them. And to me it was very special that people had to defy all sorts of attitudes, backgrounds, everything that they'd been in their lives to be brave for this occasion. I think as things went on, then there were a greater number of, in fact, towards the end, the young men became very, even those that weren't, hadn't had any political involvement, were the ones who were resisting and refusing to report for at the barracks or anywhere else. And they were given, they were hidden, as it were, in some homes, including, and they were supported by the women in Save Our Sons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So some of them were sort of a bit on the run, as it were, you know, they were given refuge from the authorities. Oh, there are lots of things we did. One of the things we did was when we went to Canberra, LBJ had come out, and there were lots of demonstrations against. I nearly got attacked by a woman with an umbrella in Hyde Park. She was going to hit me over the head, so I threatened her with my umbrella. And her husband intervened quite the day, so that was that. We had a big deputation to Canberra. This is my personal experiences. And we took a large delegation of Save Our Sons women and their husbands and supporters down there. It was, LBJ was going to appear in Parliament or something in this day. So there were, as I said, there was a big contingent, and we were in the park opposite Parliament House. And I don't know how I got so separated from the others, but all of a sudden the public servants had been let out. And I got surrounded, I suppose, by about 500 people, an enormous number of people. And I was just the one in the middle. And I can tell you, my stomach turned over, like, oh, God, I'm going to be attacked. Because they were very angry. They started off being very angry. But anyway, I remember taking a deep breath, thinking, I'm about to be attacked, and then I took a deep breath. And I started to answer back. And it turned into a debate, quite a reasonable sort of debate. And my mates are out there in the park opposite, and they're looking at this and they're thinking, oh, poor Noreen, somebody's got to go and rescue her. So somebody came across to rescue me. And then by this time, I was enjoying myself. So I said, go away. Yeah. So that was the nature of a lot of our encounters, that people would be hostile because you were saving our sanctuary against the Vietnam War. But you could have debates.